Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD. Why the fanciness this morning?
Because I wanted to use my low baritone voice, but my throat's killing me.
Were you screaming last night?
Singing. We had a little jam thing going at the party I was at last night.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a ton of fun. That's for sure.
Was that at your drummer's?
It was at our drummer's place, okay. Yes. Our singer didn't show up, though. He had another gig with his other band.
And when your singer doesn't show up, your other guitar player doesn't show up.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
That's how that works.
I'm good enough to actually play for two people, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And sing. Did you sing everything?
No.
Did you?
Oh, okay. Some stuff.
Did you record it? Because I'd like to hear some of that.
No, we don't want to hear any of that.
The micro track.
Do
you have it with you?
The micro track? No.
You didn't record the party?
No.
I used to record so much stuff like that.
Yeah?
I had that thing everywhere. Oh, yeah. I go out with buddies and we just record.
Just record anything?
Everything. Oh, yeah. We go visit other buddies at work and stuff and hang around and just record everything. I got tapes full of recorded just anything and everything.
Well, then we should put that together and make that into a show when we can't make it.
Yeah. We can always make it.
We can always make
it. No, I don't know if I'd want to air that dirty laundry.
You think it's dirty laundry, huh?
Well, it's just cockamamie stuff.
Cockamamie.
There's another word we missed on
We didn't use that word.
Wacky word show.
You sound really hot in my camp.
I am hot.
Ooh.
It's not hot outside, though. It's not cold. It's mild, but it's windy.
Yeah, it's windy.
It's blowing all over the place.
Snow's all gone.
Way down to the studio.
Kind of bummed that snow's...
Yeah, went away quick.
Real quick.
Scratchy.
Yeah, I know.
Hope that didn't get picked up. I heard it in here.
I'm sure it did get picked up.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks, for the crackiness.
That's okay. Other things get picked up.
You do crack all the time, though, don't you?
All the time.
So, it's no big deal.
No.
Crack here, crack there.
Yeah.
No big deal. Hey, you want some tea here?
Oh, right. Saw it sitting there. Still no Halloween bucket.
Halloween?
Christmas tree tea strainer.
No, sorry. I didn't even put it in any diffuser. Kim got some green tea in a bag, and I said, good stuff.
Oh, it's green at least.
Yep, green tea.
Cool. Just
plain old green tea.
Plain old. The best kind.
So what's going on with you, Big JD? Anything much this week? Got a fridge.
We got a fridge coming. We didn't get it yet. It's going to be a couple weeks.
A couple weeks before it gets to your place.
They said 10 to 15 days before we hear from whoever's bringing it. And then I finally called them to see who was bringing it. And they said it just gets delivered by a company.
Yeah.
Like nobody. It doesn't come from Sears or doesn't come from anywhere, which I figured it would come from a department store that deals with Whirlpool. Why not send it from a store? They have them in the city. So anyway, we have to wait for this thing. They're going to call us, let it know when it comes. And then they said that we have written down here that, you know, you need a technician to hook it up. And I'm like, well, is the technician going to come when somebody delivers it? You know, they're not going to be able to have the guy there at the same time or anything. It's a delivery company.
No.
Nobody's going to come and wait. You know what I mean? So the fridge is going to come and then
you
got to wait for a guy to come and hook everything up, set it up and everything. That's just crazy.
I don't get that.
So 2 weeks to wait for the phone call. I would figure within a week's time after that, it's going to be there. And I'd figure the next week after that, the guy's got to be there within that. So we're looking at another... You know, it's been a week, but a month since they okayed it, let alone we have to pay $150 for delivery and setup.
Can't you just plug in a fridge?
Plug in what fridge?
The new fridge. Can't you just
plug in? Well, no, it's got to be hooked up to the water source and all that stuff.
Oh, you got ice cubes thing.
Yeah.
Ice cubes
and water and everything. But yeah, they're really going to hear from me when that's all over. I just want to get the fridge first before I kill somebody.
That's going to be good.
Oh, did I say kill somebody on the air?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and that's KitchenAid appliance owned by Whirlpool. Boycott.
Do you think Whirlpool's owned by somebody?
Whirlpool is, I don't know Whirlpool would be owned by, but I know Whirlpool is the head major company.
Who makes KitchenAid?
That's Whirlpool.
Yeah.
But I don't know who makes Whirlpool.
I say we get to the bottom of this.
No, I'm going to get to the bottom by going to the top.
There we go.
And probably just get pushed down to the bottom.
It's poetic justice. Mm-hmm. Top, bottom, left side. That sounds like Helter Skelter. You get to the bottom and the back and you go for a ride. And you get to the top again. I can't sing anymore. Oh, my throat.
Mm. You need some lemon in there. Some lemon and honey.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. And I need like a steady stream of them. Mm. I could like just keep drinking them.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So can I. This one's getting cold already. And all the interns are gone for Christmas.
Except Kunta here who celebrates Kwanzaa.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm just
celebrate. Okay. Got me all miscombobulated.
That's my job, isn't it? Get Big JD all miscombobulated.
That's not my job. My job right now is eating easy donuts.
There you go. Yeah, Big JD brought some Timbits. I love Timbits.
You know what that's from, though?
What? That's not my job?
Cop Killer. Body Count. Iced tea.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of iced tea.
Yeah, speaking of iced tea. No iced tea in the wintertime.
It's getting cool, though.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Would you like the intern to put it in the microwave for you?
No. I'm good right now. Oh, the thing's not on either. That's nice. Quiet right from the get-go today.
Yep. It was actually off, and then it came on while I was down here, so it was in the front of my mind. Mm. In the front of my lobes.
Front and forefost. Foremost.
Foremost.
Forefost. Where would I get that from?
Too many F's in your future.
Too many F's in Jeff.
There are too many F's in Jeff. Why do we need two F's?
There's three, isn't there?
Three F's?
In my spelling.
Oh, okay.
No.
And then there's some Jeffs that are spelled with no F's.
Geoff. Well, there's still F's in there. G-E-O-F-F.
Oh, that's right. There is F's. What am I thinking? I'm thinking.
I don't know. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that.
First and foremost.
But still.
That's come up a lot lately since we did that show, you know. You've said it every show, probably.
Yes, I'm trying to.
Oh, are you?
And in every email I can send you. How can I get but still in
and
there?
And you have, yeah.
And the funny thing is, my son last night, he wanted to go to hockey practice last night. Or he didn't want to go to hockey practice last night. I said, you got to go. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Life's tough, but you got to go to hockey practice. And then he'd go on and on and on. And I'd say, Eric, this is a practice before the tournament. He goes, yeah, but still.
Yeah.
And I just thought of you. Oh, too bad Big JD wasn't here.
To hear that.
To turn this around. Because he was just unrelenting.
Turn this ship around. Who's that? Save for the music show.
The music show.
We'll forget about that by then, but turn this ship around.
Is there a music show, really?
Coming up sometime, yeah.
Is there?
At some point, yeah, there's a music show.
Just music.
We did a music show before, but it was all about music, like not trivia, really. It was about music in your life kind of thing. And this one's going to be more like the trivia thing and who came from where, kind of, and, you know, different aspects of actual the music.
Okay.
Bands and things.
Because we did the show, fun stuff. There's music and almost, you know, there's a lot of music that we did the TV show one. We had music.
Did we ever? Were we even audible at that point in time?
I don't know. We had to fire that intern, though.
That was quite an occasion.
Oh, really? What occasion was that? The occasion of having loud music under our voice. But speaking of occasions, that's what you're trying to get out of me. Today we're going to be talking about
make a short story long.
Yeah. Isn't that what the Jabbercast is all about?
That's right.
It's our motto. We make any short story long.
Filler. It's all about the filler.
Now, filler, that's P-H-I-L-E-R.
F-F-I-L. So, yeah, let's get to the filler now. What's the show about today?
Occasions. Now, where did you get the idea for this show? When I looked at him, I'm like, occasions? What's he thinking of?
Well, I got the idea because it was the closest show to Christmas.
Yes.
Which some folks may celebrate. And that's, you know, the premise, the main reason I kind of chose that topic. But I don't know if there is another reason at all.
Okay, that's fine.
But we never did anything on occasions, and it'd be kind of neat to kind of dig a little bit into how occasions started, why we have occasions, and why some certain things are associated with occasions.
Okay. Sure.
Bunnies with Easter and leprechauns with St. Patty's Day.
So you said leprechaun.
Lip was going to tell us the reason why all these crazy things exist. So.
That's right.
So let's start with some occasion.
Why don't we start with Christmas?
Okay. I thought we might end with Christmas, but let's start with it.
Okay. I don't care.
No, we'll start with it.
Yeah, sure. I think it's
fitting.
Apropos.
Fitting with a PH.
Sure. FF.
An annual holiday that celebrates the birth of Jesus.
That's right. They celebrate the birth of Jesus on December 25th. Now, where do we get this December 25th thing from? Do you know?
Where do we get this Jesus thing from?
Well, apparently 2007 years ago, this kid was born and his name was Jesus.
What?
2007 years ago, Jesus was born?
He was born. He died. That's A.D.
Yeah, but after Jesus was born.
Yeah.
Jesus died like in the year 33 A.D.
Oh, okay.
But he was born at...
Well, what's like 25?
25 A.D.?
Yeah.
He's 25 years old.
But A.D. is after death. No, so it can't be specifically
it's not
25.
After death.
Isn't that what it stands for?
Domine. And I don't even know what the A is.
I thought it was after death.
No.
I wonder why I always thought that.
I don't know.
A.D. B.C. is before Christ before, and A.D. is after death.
No, it's a Latin thing.
Oh, okay. Wow, know. You learn something new every day.
Yep.
Save it for the Latin show.
Save it for the dead, save it for the dead language show. Which the language that Jesus spoke was Aramaic, and that also is another dead language, but they incorporated it in the Passion of Christ, which I found amazing.
No, I heard that they didn't. I heard that it was all made up, that...
That language was made up?
Passion of the Christ wasn't... Oh, Passion of the Christ was Yiddish.
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the other one, Apocalyptic.
Oh, Apocalypto.
Apocalyptic.
I got lipstick in my pocket.
Well, I got apocalyptic. Hey, what do me and what do you and Toot have in common? What do you and Toot in common? Save it for the ancient
Egyptian
show. Yeah.
Anyway, you just totally lost my.
Back to Christmas. Often combine the commemoration of Jesus' birth with various secular customs. Many of which have been influenced by earlier winter festivals.
That's what it is. It's the winter thing. That's all based on the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Tom Cruise, Jack
Black,
Lemon.
The guy
I'm thinking of with the glasses though, Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Johnny Depp. No, what? It's astrology.
Oh, astronomy?
Astronomy, I'm sorry. Yeah, astronomy. So all these events are based on what happens in the stars, and they're aware that certain things happen year after year after year. So some celestial event happens around December 25th. It's 4 days after the winter solstice. I don't know if after the solstice is done, that's December 25th. Like when it actually starts moving again? Because there's a period of time when the...
Oh, aside from our phony baloney calendar?
Our phony baloney calendar. King George, whoever made that stuff up. During each solstice, I think the sun stays still. It doesn't move on to the next season. And I think December 25th is when it starts moving again. So it's like the birth of a new time. So that's when supposedly Jesus Christ was born. I watched the Zeitgeist movie, which we've talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at the perceived birth of other gods, like we were just talking about ancient Egyptian, which is before Christ's time, mm-hmm. They had the sun god was Ra, and supposedly he was born also on December 25th. But and that's all based on this new astronomy-based events.
Mm-hmm.
So December 25th was a very common celebratory day back in, you know, back when. So we just celebrate Christmas, Jesus' birth. Then we know that he probably wasn't born then. But do we know when he was born? Yes, I think they kind of have an idea because they know when that census is usually taken, because that's why they were in Bethlehem, because that's where Joseph was born. And you had to go back to the place of your birth to... register for the census, and then that's when they had Jesus in Bethlehem when they got there, and there mm-hmm. was no room at the inn. So he was born in a manger.
That's right.
So mangy in the manger. And they say that the three kings coming had there was actually no three kings in they say it was in this Zeitgeist movie. That
it was five.
That no. The three stars that followed the there was a what's the, there's another celestial event that happens and that's what they those three stars that followed the this other star that commemorated the beginning of the new astrological season or whatever that is. That these three huge stars followed the big one, and the story became that three came from the east, and then people thought it would they actually meant the east on Earth, but it was actually all happening up in the sky.
Were the three kings the three wise men?
The three wise men. Yeah, that's another mm-hmm. thing. Yeah, that they use, but they weren't men at all. I don't think either, unless they were told by an angel like months and months in advance. You know how someone from like. You know, India or China or, you know, the Eastern people, for them to walk or take a camel to Bethlehem, mm-hmm. they had to go a long way. And that's a many week trip. I have no idea. So that is the occasion of Christmas and how come we celebrate it right now. And I, from what I gather, I think before that all came about, starting to universally celebrate it on December 25th. I think it happened like later on, like in January, where it probably was closer to when he was actually born. Because I know they have an idea when that census was taken, when whatever Roman, they were all under the control of the Roman Empire in Jerusalem and Bethlehem and all that. So they have an idea when these census were taken. So they know that it was right around then that Jesus was born. And I think that was in January, but I'm not positive. So that's Christmas. We could probably go on and on and more about it, but let's go on to another occasion.
Yeah, let's.
How about an occasion that's dear to your heart? Hanukkah.
Hanukkah? Hanukkah's Christmas.
It isn't.
No,
and it's not exactly. Even all that important in as far in terms of Jesus or Jewish holidays. That's what I just found out.
It's what
Hanukkah. It really isn't like it's not one of the bigger Jewish celebrations.
Actually, it is probably the most widely known, recognized. Maybe not the most celebrated. You know, there are other actual high holidays. You know, where you got to do all the.
You know what I'm going to say, but I'm not going to say it.
Not necessarily as much goes on, I don't think, as other Jewish holidays like Passover and things like that. Like, I mean, you got to change all the dishes and the plates and everything and use special stuff and all the cooking that goes on and all the... It's crazy. Hanukkah, you just give money to everybody. But that's nice.
Sure, it is very nice. And what is the story behind the menorah and...
You'd have to ask my grandmother that kind of stuff. It's observed by kindling of the lights, special with a candelabra thing that you light... every night.
And it's called a menorah, isn't it?
It's called a menorah, yeah.
Yeah. And another thing that I heard on this show that I was listening to was there's a lot of Jewish celebrations that are based on bad events in the history of Judaism.
Yeah. This happens to be a good one.
And yeah, but Hanukkah is a good one.
Due to the rededication of the second temple in Jerusalem.
Oh, that's right. So the Israelites... they beat...
because of a war thing that went on.
They beat down the Palestinians.
Kind of a reclamation.
Exactly. You know, the Palestinians had taken over Jerusalem, and the Jews that were in the hill came back down from the hills, kicked the Palestinians out, and then they rededicated.
And now they're still trying to get back in, I guess. I don't know.
No, they're there now. It's now the Palestinians are trying to get... They want half
that's
of Jerusalem.
I mean.
Yeah. So both your mom and dad were Jewish?
Yeah.
Which is common. I mean, if you're a Jewish person, you...
You're a Jew.
If you're a Jewish person, you tend to marry another Jew.
Not in your case, obviously. Well, later on, I think you know. Nowadays, it's different, and
sure. And
those occasions are different. And that's the obviously the occasion of the wedding.
Oh, there's another occasion,
and something that we both have celebrated.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your wedding. Was it a big public deal? You invited friends? You had a band?
We had a DJ. We didn't have a band.
Okay.
Although a couple people did sing to no music.
Do you mean tried to sing?
It was a good-sized wedding, I guess. A couple of pretty good singers, actually.
Okay, good.
One especially good.
And where did you get married? The actual celebration, was it in a...
All Saints at City Hall Square. The church there. Oh, yeah. All Saints Church, yeah. That old non-denomination. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a lot of places that would allow you to do non-denomination because we were both different, you know, nationalities or religions.
Different religions, yeah. Well, that's cool.
So, yeah, that was pretty neat.
And where did you have your reception at?
Our reception was at the Croatian Center.
Okay. Which, Lynn is she's not Croatian, though, is she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, is she?
Yep.
Okay. I thought she was Bosnian.
Bosnian Croat.
Okay. But they're separate places, really, though, aren't they?
That's another thing. I don't know much about how that works.
Neither do
that's
I.
That's just really wacky to me.
Okay, and that's not...
I get told all the time, but I can't figure it out between the Yugoslavian thing and the Serbian, Bosnian, Croatian
Herzegovina.
Madness. Bosnian
Herzegovina. Herzegovina. Yeah.
It's really wacky. And where'd you get married?
I got married...
Out in the county here somewhere?
In Belle River, yeah.
There you go.
Kim and I both lived in Belle River, and I grew up in Belle River, went to that church all my life. Not all my life, but...
Do you go still for Christmas or anything, or no?
For Christmas, we're going to go to church, yeah.
So you got married at the church that you go to?
We went to that church then, yeah.
Your reception at a hall or at somebody's place?
We had it at the Knights Columbus in Emeryville. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was how long ago?
17 years ago, Yeah. Thank you very much. Fireworks. I think it's going to be 18 years. No, it's going to be 17 years this February.
Wow. Yeah.
February 9th.
A little longer than me.
Just like everything else. I'm a little longer than you.
Hey, save that for the Dr. Ruth show.
Does size matter coming up?
But I'm wider.
He's got more girth. Anyway, so anything else about weddings? Those have traditionally, like before, like 100 years ago, any time before that, it seemed like
that's when I got married.
It might seem that way. Most weddings were pre-determined, pre-planned.
Were they like for all?
I think parents
in all nationalities and all religions was it like that?
I think it was. I think the parents had to approve of your partner. And then there's the whole dowry thing and everything. You got the father of the groom had to pay the father of the bride. They like gave him a donkey or a bag of gold or something.
Yeah, and that kind of stemmed into the bride's side paying for the wedding.
Yeah. And that's what
didn't happen in my case.
No,
no.
My father-in-law paid for the drinks, paid the bar tab for us, mm-hmm. and we paid for everything else, which was good because the bar tab was the most expensive thing of all everything that we paid for.
Mm-hmm. We did ours, but her family came from Croatia, from back home.
So you've met her parents?
Oh yeah, on a few occasions.
Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. But there's just other members of her family that you have not met. Just her parents came?
Just her parents, yeah. The rest of her immediate family is only, that's not here, is just her brother and his family.
Okay.
So, all right. But yeah, they're here for the wedding. And we were just looking at some pictures recently, and we have a really cool picture of her dad and my dad together at the wedding. Mm-hmm. And her father doesn't know English, and my dad doesn't know their language, but they're just standing there together and... You know, like kind of congratulating each other kind of thing, but they can't talk really.
Just like you can't. They can't talk really. Well, that's cool. They all know. It's like a universal language kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, the wedding and congratulating somebody and, you know, shaking hands and nodding heads and you know what it's for, but, you know.
Yeah.
Can't really get into a big conversation, but it was neat to see the picture of the two of them.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. That's weddings. Did you have a bar mitzvah?
Absolutely.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
That's the celebration of a young Jewish person becoming.
Is it only men, though?
Coming into manhood is a bar mitzvah. And then there's a bat mitzvah, which is for the female at 13. Bot. Instead of bar, it's bot.
Not biatch. It's
no, biatch mitzvah. Biatch. So, yeah, that's what that is.
That's another interesting.
You become a man in the, you know, and you're supposed to adhere to
a higher standard of living.
Yeah.
A more serious standard.
An adult.
Yeah.
Is at 13.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that show, James at 16 or James at 15?
Yeah,
then it was James at 16 after the next year.
Yeah, I remember that. He had like a...
He looked like a young David Soul.
He did, yeah. And he had like a hot little honey that...
Yeah, I can't remember much of the show. I just kind of remember the kid and he seemed always kind of quiet, like really. When I think about him, I don't know what kind of actor he was, but...
He ain't around anymore.
No. Wonder whatever happened to him. I'll have to search him out.
All
find
right.
some of that for my video iPod classic.
Save it for the Where Are They Now show.
Yeah. Well, we probably... Do we have another TV show coming up at some time?
Or
do
probably.
We, yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
What was I going to say? But the... Oh, I was going to slip in from the bar mitzvah to the bris, which is another occasion.
Is that Jewish? Yeah.
Well, the bris is a Jewish occasion of circumcision.
Oh, jeez.
That's a wonderful occasion for anybody.
Why,
at any age.
Do they celebrate that?
Oh, yeah. It's a big party. You get your cut off.
Really?
That's why I'm shorter, for the record. No. But yeah.
You had this big 6-inch flap of skin on your head.
Flap of skin. The flap of skin celebration. But yeah, no, that's the circumcision.
So they actually have like, hey!
It's a bris, yeah. It's a big, exciting thing.
And
not for the baby.
And supposedly that instruction came from up above, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the thing is on that either, but...
God said, chop off.
A ceremony within Judaism to welcome an infant Jewish boys into a covenant between God and the children of Israel through this ritual circumcision performed by a circumciser.
Not a
Isn't that the big cutter? The circumciser.
Circumciser.
Isn't that a band? Circumciser?
Maybe.
That style. Circumciser.
I hate my circumciser. Yeah.
I was too young to know him.
From what I gathered, that was an instruction from God to let everybody know a Jewish person.
You better let our people go. No, an instruction from God, yeah.
To mark these people with this... with the circumcision, so everybody knows that you're
chosen.
That you're, yeah, the chosen people. But now a lot of people,
I go to heaven no matter what.
Supposedly that it's common that Jews and non-Jews alike get circumcised.
Well, yeah, but that's mostly for cleanliness anymore. I think that people ever really do that aside from a religious aspect.
Yeah, it's very common practice, but I guess there's a group or a camp of people out there that say that, you know, this is the way nature made us. Don't change anything. There's nothing.
Yeah, just pull it back and scrub it.
There's. I'm all erect now that you talk like that.
Whoa, he is. Thought that was my microphone.
Talk right here, Jeff. Right here. No, a little to the left. And, he likes it. Oh, he's laughing.
Did we just get kicked off the air?
Yes, we did. We're not on.
Speaking of the air, are you signed into?
Well, yeah, I've got Yahoo on. Nice. Brandy and Fuji.
Everybody's on there.
Liz
nice.
Falcon.
Enjoying the show this morning.
Maybe. I don't know. They're not saying much unless I don't see what they're saying.
They're talking behind our monitors.
They're talking behind my browser, maybe.
You'd hear something, wouldn't you?
I thought I would. Maybe I don't have my volume up.
I think we're going to take a little break maybe right now. How about that?
Sounds good.
Here we go.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
And we're back.
Okay. I was going to ask you something, but
I can't
hear that spot. For some reason, I couldn't hear. Usually I hear some part of it coming through somehow, somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No big deal. What's the next occasion on our list of occasions that we're going to talk about this week?
Do you have something in particular you want to do? Or
no,
I mean,
no,
there's Halloween and there's Easter and there's bridal showers and baby showers and birthdays.
Yeah, let's get away from the secular end of things.
Birthday. Or is that kind of secular?
No. Everybody celebrates a birthday, don't they?
Pretty much, yeah. Nowadays.
It's funny how you get older, the less a birthday really means to you. And then I suppose at a certain point you say,
I wish they'd stop.
Don't even highlight the fact that I am celebrating another year on this earth.
But a birthday is actually the name given to the day that some people in many cultures celebrate, the anniversary of the day they were born. Often marked by a birthday party, woo-hoo, a celebration, an occasion.
Sure is.
It's the occasion show.
That's right.
So yeah, that's what that is.
That's pretty common knowledge, I have to say.
It's also customary to treat people, especially on their birthday, either generally by giving something that they want, you know, something that they've wished for, mm-hmm, or subjecting them to a rite of transition.
I suppose transitioning from one age to the next. Yes.
Yeah. Moving ahead a year.
Right. I've moved ahead 45 years.
Mm-hmm. I've moved ahead 25.
Very good. Do you need to know anything? Because it seems like I would have more knowledge than you since I've been here for 20 more years than you have.
Yeah. Tell me more about Hanukkah.
Well, some people spell it C-H and other people spell it just H.
Yeah, there's a couple of different Canadian spellings. How about St. Patty's Day?
Great.
St. Patrick's Day.
Sure. That's back to the religion thing again. Can't get away from that. St. Patrick was the patron saint of Ireland, and he's also the patron saint of something else. He's also associated with snakes.
He was a leprechaun.
He was no leprechaun.
What has the leprechaun got to do with that?
Got to do with Irish people?
Well, no, doesn't a leprechaun always seems to be associated with St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's more just Irish things.
Yeah?
Leprechauns have nothing to do with St.
But don't you kind of see it when it's St. Patrick's Day and you see an ad in the paper for some party or something and he's got the little leprechaun there? Yeah. I mean, they kind of associate it with drinking.
Yeah, that's stuff. That's a very common thing. There's either a pint of beer or a leprechaun in the ad that celebrates St. Patrick's Day. But St. Patrick was,
That would suck.
Ow.
So we can continue on with the show now.
All right.
I'm sure everything's working.
But we had a little power outage here.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily storming out, but the wind is incredible.
Yeah, I can see the trees, the base of the trees that I can see here in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
They're like moving, swaying big time. You got everything cooking?
Everything's cooking good, yeah.
All right.
So can we move on to Easter?
Sure.
I know it's another religious thing, I want to know about the bunny. What's the bunny got to do with anything?
Do you know?
No.
Oh, well, neither do I. I have no idea how the bunny got into the mix of things. Some pagan deal, I'm sure. And I'll bet you, I know that we celebrate Easter at the time that we do celebrate it. It's a moving holiday.
A moving holiday?
It moves, yeah. It's not at the same time.
Oh, right, yeah. And it's also, many families celebrate Easter in a completely secular way as a non-religious holiday.
Sure.
Just for the bunny and the chocolate and the eggs and the egg hunting and all that stuff, which I'm sure still has something to do with what it was originally intended for, I suppose, but, you know, just for the fun for kids.
Yes.
Which is something I'd like to get into is, you know, why we have occasions at all. Why do we have any occasions?
It's,
I mean, especially the ones that, you know, were kind of made later, maybe for, there's some occasions that are just, you know, those kind of later made occasions for almost all purpose. How about like an occasion for getting a promotion, a celebration, a party? I think a lot of the reason we have occasions are for not only the celebration aspect, but the camaraderie, the, you know, for people to get together in the social aspect.
Mm-hmm.
They have occasions. Something for people to look forward to. Maybe exactly. To keep us all in line somehow.
I think so.
Everybody's got something. Because if we never had any occasions, nothing to look forward to, I bet there'd be a lot more chaos in the world.
Yes, there would definitely be chaos. And we know that for a fact.
Same with the religion, I believe, but it's a whole other show.
Do you think that there'd be more chaos without religion? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that and the occasions and things like that and all these different things, it kind of holds...
It's a glue.
You know, groups together and gives people something to look forward to. And, well, with the religion aspect, I mean, a faith and stuff like that, but things to look forward to keeps people at bay.
Keeps them at bay or just keeps, you say, it keeps an order.
Yeah, an order is what I mean by that, but... It keeps some type of order and something, and just something for them to look forward to, so that they don't get out of hand.
But you
start going crazy.
You were a gladiator in your past life. Now that seems pretty out of hand.
Well, yeah, but that was probably before there was anything such as occasions. Yeah. All these different things that they have now, anyway.
So I'm sure that the now you say the gladiators like that. It's like Roman the Roman Empire that whole deal. Mm-hmm. You were a gladiator in Roman times.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that movie, Gladiator?
Yes, I did. Hmm. I just watched it recently, believe it or not, because my buddy...
Oh, no, you're talking about the Triple X one.
No, no.
Oh.
Gladiator with Russell Crowe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My buddy just went to Italy a month ago or so, mm-hmm. and he wants all these movies that have Rome in it. Mm-hmm. I told him that all the Rome stuff that's in that movie is all computer-generated.
Yeah, nothing's real. No, none of them were filmed there.
No, I think someone was actually filmed. They added, probably. They added the stuff computer-wise. But Gladiators, that was... I'm trying to think what the deal was with that. Oh, well, that's right. Okay.
What about showers?
I took one this morning.
No.
That was an occasion.
No, you didn't. bridal shower, baby showers.
Should I change my underwear, though?
Oh, you got underwear on?
Bridal showers, baby showers.
Yeah. What is the shower thing? Is that to shower somebody with gifts?
Yeah, I think so.
Don't they mean by shower?
That's exactly what that comes from. I'm pretty sure.
And that's a pre-celebration of a celebration.
A pre-celebration of an occasion.
Right.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
The occasion of having a shower.
Or a baby.
Right. And by the way, my niece just had her baby on Friday night.
Hmm.
And it's
Uncle Lippo.
I am Uncle Lippo, yes.
You've already been an uncle, no?
Yeah, but not on my side of the family. Oh, yeah, I guess, what am I saying? My brother's kid had a kid. No, he didn't. No, she didn't. This is the first
one. Well, your brother's kid, that's yeah. Uncle Lippo anyway.
Right.
But this is, okay.
Yeah, this is from my side of the family, I guess, is the first.
A niece, though, that's not make you uncle. That doesn't make you an uncle.
No, it doesn't. Right. It makes me
an old man.
Yeah, it makes me an old man. It makes my brother a grandfather.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And how old's your brother?
49.
That's a young grandfather.
He's going to be 49 in March. Yeah.
Wow.
But actually, his wife had kids before.
Mm-hmm.
And her first kids already had kids. So he's already been called grandpa mm-hmm. for a while now. But this is his actual kid that had a kid. Mm-hmm. And so it's the first one of me or my brother's kids that have kids.
Yeah.
So
that kind of almost makes you a grandfather then too.
Well, it definitely puts it on the horizon. You know, my kids are.
Let's hope you're not a grandfather too soon.
Right. My kids are just on the occasion of them being fertile. Speaking of occasions is right around this period of time. So
that must open up a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Around here.
Whole new set of worries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a whole new set of instructions.
Yeah.
This is how you open the package of rubbers. Now, pretend the banana is... No, never mind.
Let's move on to Halloween.
Okay, before... The Easter Bunny thing.
Yeah, okay.
Easter Bunny, that was... came from... it's a pagan thing that was attached to a religious thing, which happens a lot, actually. It's same with St. Patrick's Day. But anyway, the Easter Bunny was... The bunny was known as the most fertile animal to... a lot of the Europeans. So
that ties right in with our conversation.
So when the coming of spring came, the coming of spring came. So when spring came, it was like the Easter bunny. The bunny was not like a god or whatever, but you know, it was a symbol of the fertility.
Yeah. New things and new things buds in the new season.
Exactly. And the first Easter bunny was made in the 1800s by the Germans.
The first bunny?
Edible.
There was no rabbits before then?
First edible.
Oh, okay.
Bunny. Yeah.
So the Germans we have to thank for the rabbits.
I wonder if it was made out of
edible chocolate. Edible rabbits.
Yeah.
Made out of chocolate? No, I would hope so. How about like an occasion like Sweetest Day, something that we've made at some point in time for who knows why, just to celebrate your wife or your sweet one?
You know why.
Why?
It's marketing. It's media. It's the Hallmark, Hallmark card company.
An observance celebrated primarily in the Great Lakes region and parts of Northeast United States on the third Saturday in October. It is described by Retail Confectioners International, who probably made it, as much more important for candy makers in some regions than in others. Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo.
Really?
What a good idea, eh?
See, I thought that was... I thought that was a worldwide thing, Sweetest Day, or at least American. But since we come from the Detroit area, we're pretty familiar with Sweetest Day.
And something that I guess we don't have here is, I think it's Namesake Day. Atlanta's family celebrates, you know, in their area. Namesake's Day, you have a particular day in which your name falls on, or you're not necessarily named after maybe, but, and Atlanta's was just recently. And I found that to be kind of a weird thing. That's Namesake Day.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I guess not weird, more interesting than it, but Namesake Day.
Sure.
It's your namesake today.
What's another fabricated occasion that comes up? Like, you know, something like Sweetest Day or, well, Valentine's Day, but that's another religious thing. The occasion of... when the guy comes,
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. I was going to say monkey. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me why. When the monkey comes out of the ground.
That'll be some occasion.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that comes on February 2nd.
Is that the date? The actual date?
Yeah. February 2nd. Puxatawny Phil comes out of the ground, and if he sees...
What about Mother's Day and Father's Day? Those aren't religious.
Those are very good days.
Man-made type thing.
Well, Mother's Day, of course.
We have a show on Mother's Day, so not on Mother's Day, but we have a Mother's Day show coming at some point.
How come we don't have Mother's Day on Mother's Day?
Well, is it a Sunday? If it is, then we will.
It's always Sunday.
Well, then that's when it is. And Father's Day as well. We have a Father's Day show.
It's the second Monday. No, it's Sunday. No, it's second and Sunday of...
Mother's Day, May.
May, very good.
And Father's Day is in June, but I don't know if Father's Day falls on a Sunday all the time. Does it as well?
Yeah, third.
Well, that's good. We do them on those days to pay homage to our mothers and fathers who are with and not with us anymore.
Sure, just mothers in general. It's a good idea to celebrate motherhood. The Mother's Day holiday, as observed today in Canada, celebrates motherhood.
Isn't East LA the motherhood?
Yes, it is the motherhood. Celebrates motherhood generally and the contributions of mothers to society. It falls on the second Sunday of each May. It is a result of a campaign. It's a result of a campaign. This is how we get mothers.
Campaign.
Anne Marie Jarvis, who was around from 1864 to 1948, who, following the death of her mother on May 9th, 1905.
Who followed the death of her mother.
Devoted her life to establishing Mother's Day as a national and later on international holiday.
Okay, now forget everything you just heard, folks, because when we have the Mother's Day show, we're going to repeat all that.
You think we're going to have the Mother's Day show?
We are having a Mother's Day show. It's on the board.
Did you put it on?
Well, of course.
It falls right in place.
I don't know when it falls on. We'd have to. We're going to need to go and check out the website anyway, so I'm going to go there now.
I'm there right now.
Oh, okay. You check out. You'll see it. Find it down there in May, but...
May 14th, at war with technology.
What?
That's what it is.
Where's Mother's Day, then?
Oh, you got it on May 7th. Mom's stories. Mother's Day is on the 11th. How can it be on the 11th?
Well, I don't know. Maybe my dates are all messed up.
Your dates are messed up.
I'll have to check into that and rearrange things so everybody knows that what's going on.
Yeah, you got your days screwed up. I think you...
Well, that's odd because I probably say in my calendar what Mother's Day is. And unless I was...
Looking at last year's calendar?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. It's kind of way off, the 7th to the 11th.
May 11th and 18th. So the 11th is the second Sunday in May?
Yeah.
Always?
Always the second Monday. And
what Sunday. Did I have? I must have all the dates wrong. Went wrong.
That's what I'm thinking, that the days of our shows are maybe a little askew.
I'll fix all that.
That's no problem.
You usually let me know a lot earlier than... later. That something's wrong. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Loops, sink ships. Stitching tabs in nine. One in a hand, two in the bush. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful.
I have a quote by Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise high with the occasion.
Well, that's kind of neat. Abe Lincoln?
Yes.
Wow.
He was a wordsmith.
Wasn't he one of our premiers?
He was the 16th president of the United States.
I know.
And, well, this is the way presidents talk with all this. They're like wordsmiths.
Yeah.
George W. Bush, another wordsmith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's way very well educated and schooled in verse.
He's not. The occasion is piled high with difficulty. Now, this could be any occasion. It could be a battle.
Finish it off, though, too.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
And we must rise high with the occasion.
Yeah.
Because it's piled high with difficulty.
We got it. Yeah. Well, why does he bring difficulty into it?
That's something. It might be a battle or a vote or could be any occasion.
Not necessarily. It's something difficult. Yeah. It's something negative he's bringing into it. So if there's something negative, we have to rise above it, maybe.
Ooh.
Kind of thing. But he's drawn something negative into occasion for some reason. He doesn't just say the occasion is piled high, so we have to, you know what I mean, rise with it, which was normally what you might think, that, you know, occasion is big and... So he's brought into it that some negative aspect, like you say, maybe a battle or something bad. And it seems to me that he's quoting that day, you'd have to rise above whatever it is. Because an occasion doesn't necessarily have to be good.
No, not at all.
We're talking about good occasions, but I mean, there's occasions when there's bad occasions.
Sure. When you celebrate Passover, that's another, that was a bad thing that, you know, tons of people were killed during
when you celebrate what do you call them, a celebration of life for somebody who's died, is that a wake, or that's not the wake, is it? What's
could
a wake
be. Yeah, could be,
but they call it something specific. I think it's a life something.
Sorry,
life celebration.
I'm no help. Obviously this must have been a popular quote by Abraham Lincoln.
It's a good quote, I think.
Because there's a longer version of it. The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. Mm-hmm. So whatever they say in the past about the situation that we're coming into, it doesn't even apply. And then he goes on to say the occasion is piled high with difficulty. And there's more at the end. As our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew.
You see, some of these quotes, though, aren't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean it's in a quote about, it has occasion in it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it was about occasion, because it was part of something bigger and maybe a speech of some kind, or, you know what I mean? So that's...
Yes.
They're not necessarily a specific quote, so we can dissect that part of the quote, but it's part of a bigger picture, which probably has some real meaning at the time.
I'm sure it does.
And that wonderful quote brought to us by...
Steve and Larry, who are now in the business of selling Christmas decorations on the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. Right next to the studio where they film Price Leno. Is Right.
Leno.
Oh, Leno's in Burbank too. That's right. The NBC studios.
We're just pretty much out of time here. So how can folks get a hold of us if they'd like to?
They can get a hold of us by going to our website, thejabbercast.com. And going to the contact page and clicking on the little My Chingo widget and leaving us a message there, and we'll get it. Or you could email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
And as well, we're available always live at Showtime through Yahoo or MSN.
Yeah,
our username is Yahoo Messenger, right? Yeah. Our username is TheJabbercast, so you can add us to your list of contacts for either program.
And join us on the show. I think most people are Christmas shopping this week because no one added their 2 cents to the show today.
How do you like that?
At least they're getting stuff.
They're Christmas
done.
Shopping online.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, they can always take in the show later because it's available as a podcast from the website.
Pod what? Huh?
Podcast.
What the heck is that?
Well, we won't get into that. We'll save it for the podcast show.
Save it for the podcast.
Archived recordings available from www.thejabbercast.com or by visiting the iTunes store.
That's right.
And search Big JD.
Yep.
And you'll find it there, which so needs to be added into the Easy Mac podcast.
So people need only go to iTunes and they can find the very first show that we've done?
Very first show.
Don't listen to that one. But
why not?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's probably about the... Oh, that was the career show, actually.
It was.
Kind of neat.
That's good that you remember that.
And the second one, I think, was public restrooms.
Yes.
We have a lot of goodies back then.
Yep. I think my kids listened to that just like last week and with their friends. And, yeah. And their friends came up to me and, hey, Mr. LaPlante, I heard the public washroom show. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, good stuff. Listen to some other ones. But anyway, that's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next Sunday live at Sunday, 11 o'clock in the morning.
For?
The... At War with Technology. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be the...
is that date even right, actually? The Get in Gear show? It should be, yeah.
Yeah, that is right. Get in Gear.
Get it together. Pull yourself together. Where is your willpower? It's resolution time again. Get in Gear. That's what it's all about.
Oh, Get in Gear. I thought we were...
Betterment.
I thought it was going to be like a gadget show.
No.
No, bummer. No. Actually, that's a great show because I could use all the motivation I can get.
There you go. So we'll... See all our fine friends next weekend, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.